looking to help out KGNU in more ways, visit kgnu.org/wishlist to find out what items KGNU is in need of. All items should be in good working order and are subject to inspection before acceptance. A donation receipt can be provided. Give KGNU a call at 303-449-4885 if you have any items to give.
Good evening. Welcome to Under the Floorboards with Biostatic. It's just after 11 p.m. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And we're going to get going here right now. Thanks for listening. This is going to be a sound collage, so let's see what happens. Got some new music from the Synth Drone Collective as our basic palette. This is Under the Floorboards. This is Sonic Entropy with Biostatic.
Very, very interesting to me how you can create these emotional experiences with sound. But it's an iffy thing. You mostly just do it because you can't not do it. An idea comes to you, or raw material comes to you that you can't resist using or messing with or changing. It's like your approach to life. It's like your approach to life. It's like your approach to life. It's like your approach to life.
So we don't want to be ruled by either part of the brain. because when the left brain is chronically dominant, the person becomes somebody who thinks that they're a master of other people. I call this master think. When the right brain is chronically imbalanced, you end up with a population that won't stand up for their rights. They don't have enough self-respect. They don't care about themselves enough to say, no, this is wrong. It's not going to continue, even if it comes to the point where I have to use physical force.
This is the sound of a fire engine siren.
And that's called a willing slave, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody who will not stand up for their rights is a willing slave. I don't care why you're doing it.
Is that the sound of a clock ticking or a vacuum cleaner? A clock.
Everything else comes from outer space, from unknown regions. Humanity's life depends upon the unknown knowledge. It's laughable when attributed to a human being. Chaos on this planet is due to the music the musicians are playing that they're forced to play by some who just think of money and don't realize that music is a spiritual language and it represents the people of Earth. When musicians are compelled to play anything, it goes straight to the throne of the creator of the universe, and that is how he sees you. according to your music. Because, see, music is a universal language. And what you call musicians to play is what goes to the creator.
Evolution. They are the driving force for the evolution that we're facing. And for me, it's really important to talk with them because a lot of them feel so disempowered.
And they feel so lost,
like I can't get my foot into the world, I can't get started in here. And it's sort of like, well, that was the whole intention. Because by not being able to be part of the system, we now have about half the population that's not part of the system, which is the most important step in making an evolution. Is if everybody's holding on to the system,
did you clap when you heard?
Because while they're feeling lost, it's actually
that is the sound of a policeman's whistle.
In allowing us to create
clap
a new
when
evolution
you hear the sound of a car.
The new understanding, really, which is quantum physics, is the focus shouldn't be on the material things. The focus is on the invisible energy things, which include thought and belief. Because it turns out it's the invisible energy that controls the physical world. And this is what quantum physics talk about. They talk about what they call the field. And I said, what's the field? Well, they say invisible moving energy that influences the physical world. I go, well, that definition is the same definition for spirit. Invisible moving forces that influence the physical world. So it's interesting that today's modern science
unsettling people, I'm ready to really unsettle them. I mean, if this is unsettling people, I'm ready to really unsettle them. I mean, if this is unsettling people, I'm ready to really unsettle people, then I'm ready to, you know, I want the sound to always be moving. To be like, anything starts getting static, I start getting uncomfortable because I feel like the things get so ritualized, they're no longer powerful, they lose their power, they're not dangerous anymore, they don't excite people, they don't move people anymore. They just become some kind of a traditional thing which people can just, you know, slip on the clothes and slip on an attitude. But for me, it's like, it's a life thing, man, and if it's gonna be a life thing for me, it has to always constantly be moving forward and like have some kind of a time thing dimension to it. Whatever, the things get so ritualized, they're no longer powerful, they lose their power, they're not dangerous anymore. It's a life thing, man, and if it's gonna be a life thing for me, it has to always constantly be moving forward and like have some kind of a time thing dimension to it.
Second, the clock or water running from the faucet.
the start of something. This felt like the start of something. This felt like the start of something big, like a revolution. This felt like the start of something big, like a revolution. This felt like the start of something big, like a revolution. This felt like the start of something big, like a revolution. This felt like the start of something. This felt like the start of something. This felt like the start of something big, like a revolution. This felt like the start of something big, like a revolution. This felt like the start of something big, like a revolution. This felt like the start of something big, like a revolution.
Thank you. most people want to live in. I think it's a system that makes most people very unhappy, and I don't think people want to live on a slowly dying planet or to be exploiting, you know, their neighbours. So I think we need huge systemic change.
If you don't change this system, you're leaving intact the decision-making of these enterprises, which means a small group of executives and shareholders are going to be working in the same system, subject to the same pattern of rewards and punishments, which will sooner or later make them reimpose there or elsewhere the very conditions you're fighting against. So stop this stuff about improving their conditions. Deal with the system, or else you're not serious.
Our economic system is one of consumer capitalism. And that's why the government needs to have consumption at very high levels, and why, of course, the corporations do, and why at some level most people then buy into it. You know, I can't tell you the number of people I talk to who say, well, but if we became less materialistic, our economy. They're right in some level because our economy is based on that's what it needs in order to survive. It's part of the fuel that the problem is that comes at a really high cost
this time.
And at the very least, we have to open up a national debate about it. And at the most, I think we have to think long and hard about alternative systems that might work better.
The vacuum cleaner. The water running.
This is a participatory universe in which everything we do in it is changing it. We have the idea that butterfly flapping in Brazil will affect the whole world. All of these ideas of interconnectivity and of our interior role in co-creating with all other species the entire universe. Reality isn't an it. It is a relationship between parts. It only takes form when relationship
one common from all of this is that we are more interconnected with each other at a fundamental level. People realize the previous part.
I believe that not only are we all connected in something at some very deep level, but that we are connected with all life at some very deep level. I remember I was 7 or 8 years old, I'm sitting with this old farmer with a glass of lemonade. And he leans over and he says, look at how blue the sky is. He says, look at how green the grass is and how it's moving. Look at the trees moving in the wind. See those birds flying over there? He says, you see the dust, you know, blowing from the cars going down the road there? Yeah. And then he leans over like he's gonna give me this big secret now. He says, it's all a lie. Suddenly hit me. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Suddenly hit me. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Suddenly hit me. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Suddenly hit me. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Suddenly hit me. It's all a lie. Suddenly hit me. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Suddenly hit me. It's all a lie.
Thank you. my voice isn't inside your brain. And once you've got this electrical signal, which can be a chip, my voice isn't inside your brain. You can physically make people hear voices, certain voices, and it can be any conversation. My voice isn't inside your brain. Want to hear? It can be a soft, angelic voice. It can be a god. It can be something that scares you, like a devil. It can be anything.
We'll be right back. us even earlier, some of us are just here as the waves to assist. Doesn't matter, you know, where we're from or where we've been, we're here right now on the planet to bring forth a new way of thinking, feeling, living, creating, expressing. It's all about the new. It's not about, you know, what was or, you know, what could be. You know, these are just projections of the past and future. You have to look at what other tools you have right now in this moment that will allow you to feel good about yourself. Not in a selfish way, but in a way which it benefits the people around you as well. You know, you always think to yourself, what can I do for humanity? Because when you're working with the planet in a positive and constructive way, the universe will support you. You will have the funds, you will have the house you will live in, you will have the people that will allow you to support.
This is the part.
And, you know, manifestation is simply understanding that you're imagining everything into existence. You know, everything is there. But as I said before, it's there as a projection. But how can you fully bring it into an experience of the vibrational bubble, the vibrational escrow? And when that escrow is projected, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be there, but hey, this looks pretty fantastic, it looks pretty plasmatizing. I want to go to that place because it feels good and it's right for me, it's right for my family and people around me, and I feel as if I'm being guided there. Guess what? Hop into that field, into that zone, into that creative flow, which simply unfolds. Good when I just come into nature and I sit and I just listen to what I feel.
One less sound. One sound will be taken away from the sound of the clock ticking and the dishes breaking. which sound was taken away. The dishes breaking. Listen to the remaining sound. What is it? A clock ticking. Now we will add some other sounds to the sound of the clock ticking. Listen carefully. This is the clock ticking.
From AmericanGreetings.com.
Now listen for another sound. What sound did you hear with the clock ticking? Bacon frying. Listen to the sound of the clock ticking and the bacon frying. Now listen for still another sound with the clock ticking and the bacon frying. Sound was taken away.
So we're going to be entering, and we're coming into this very creative time,
right.
And the moon is going to like foreshadow it. And what we need to do is be at peace, come to peace with ourselves and the world. It's like, you know, cleaning the slate so that we can start again in a beautiful way with a new sunrise. Be at peace, come to peace. Ourselves in the world. It's like, you know,
muy buenas tardes y bienvenidos a Cocinando con Libertad, brindado con cortesía de Chacón Internacional. Hoy, una lección introductoria, cómo preparar un cóctel Molotov.
Hello, and welcome to another installment of Cooking with Liberty, brought to you by Chacón International. Today, a beginner's lesson, Molotov cocktails by the numbers.
ברוכים הבאים לעוד תוכנית של מבשלים בחופשיות, המובאת לפניכם בחסות שקאנג אינטרנשיונל. היום שיעור למתחילים בהכנת בקבוקי תבערה המכונים בקבוקי מולוטוב.
Primero, obtenga una botella, un líquido inflamable como petróleo y un espesador como detergente en polvo o vasos de estirina y una prenda de tela empapada con líquido inflamable.
Step 1. Obtain a breakable bottle, a flammable liquid such as petrol, a thickening agent such as powdered soap, palm oil or crushed up styrofoam cups, and a rag soaked in flammable liquid.
手順1。用意するもの1。ガラス瓶2。発火性液体例えばガソリンのようなもの3。脳火災例えば洗剤やし油や潰れた発泡スチロールのようなもの4。発火性の液体につけたボロ切れ。
צעד ראשון, קחו בקבוק שביר, נוזל דלי כמו דלק או נפט,
חומר מקשה כמו אבקת סבון, שמן סמיך או קלקר מפורר, ולבסוף רצועת בד דליק ספוגה בנוזל דליק.
Segundo, combine dos partes de líquido inflamable con una parte de espesador, resultando en un líquido espeso. Llene la botella a dos tercios con esta mezcla. Si la llena completamente, el cóctel no estallará.
Step 2. Combine two parts flammable liquid to one part thickening agent, resulting in a thick liquid. Fill bottle 2/3 full with this mixture. Do not completely fill bottle, for then the Molotov will not explode upon impact.
手順に、つぎり方。1. 発火性の液体の濃固化剤を混ぜる。2. 混ぜた溶剤を瓶の3分の1まで入れる。入れすぎると、衝撃を当たっても爆発しないので注意すること。
צעד שני, ערבבו שני חלקים של נוזל דליק וחלק אחד של חומר מקשה, מלאו שני שליש של הבקבוק בתערובת, אך ימנעו מלמלות את הבקבוק האטומו, מכיוון שאז הבקבוק עלול לא להתפוצץ.
Tercero, tape la botella y asegure la prenda alrededor de la boca. Encienda la prenda y lance la botella hacia las autoridades.
Step 3. Seal bottle and tie flammable rag securely to bottleneck. Ignite rag and throw at targeted authority.
手順3。消防法。1。ガラス瓶に前期のものをしっかり詰めて瓶の口を布で密封する。2。そして添い口に詰めた布に点火して目標とする権力者に向けて投げつける。
צעד שלישי, סגרו או שימו חותם על הבקבוק וקשרו את רצועת הבד סביב צוואר הבקבוק בצורה חזקה או יציבה. הדליקו את רצועת הבד וזרקו את הבקבוק בבטחה לעבר השלטונות.
Nuestros amigos del colectivo Chacón esperan que esta información les sea ayudable. Muchas gracias y buenas noches.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Sleepless Nights. I'm Brother Louie. Glad to be here once again. As soon as I turn the mics up, we'll be able to hear from our esteemed panel.
Check, one, two, check.
There we go.
I'm going to let him do that.
Radio.
That's okay.
Hey.
You're on.
Thanks for having me here.
I know.
Major Lance.
Brother Louie.
Good to see you. And we have a special guest tonight.
We
Cindy
do.
Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou Who.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This will be fun.
We love that you're here. We have a very, very varied collection of things.
Yes, we do.
To play tonight. And we'll get...
I can't wait to experiment with everything that you actually have that's going to be played.
Well, we're gonna start things out on a little topical note. Although
the song
is quite old.